After Pon Gu created the universe by separating Earth and Sky with his mighty axe, the world was divided into four continents, in the north, south, east, and west. Our story takes place in the east. By a great ocean lay a land called Aulai, within which was a mountain called Flower Fruit, home to sundry immortals. What a mountain it was, of crimson ridges and strange boulders, phoenixes and unicorns, evergreen grasses and immortal peaches. And on its peak sat a divine stone, 36.5 feet high, 24 in circumference. Since creation, this rock had been nourished by heaven and earth, the sun and the moon, until it was divinely inspired with an immortal embryo, and one day gave birth to a stone egg, about as large as a ball. After exposure to the air, it turned into a stone monkey, with perfectly sculpted features and limbs. This monkey learned to climb and run, then bowed in all four directions of the compass. Two golden rays shone from his eyes all the way to the palace of the Pole Star, startling the benevolent sage of heaven, the Jade Emperor, while he sat on his throne in the Hall of Divine Mists, surrounded by his immortal ministers. The Emperor ordered two of his generals, Thousand Mile Eye and Follow the Wind Ear, to look out of the south gate of heaven and locate the source of this light.
"Your humble servants," they soon reported back, "have traced it back to Flower Fruit Mountain, in the small country of Aulai, on the eastern continent, where a rock has given birth to an egg, which has turned into a stone monkey, whose golden eyes have dazzled even your majesty. But now, the monkey has paused for some refreshment, and the blaze has dimmed."
"The creatures of the mortal world are all born from heaven and earth," the Jade Emperor remarked tolerantly. "Nothing they do can surprise us." The monkey gambolled over the mountains, eating grass, drinking from streams, picking mountain flowers, hunting for fruit. He kept company with wolves and snakes, tigers and panthers, befriended deer and antelope, and swore brotherhood with macaques and apes. At night, he slept below cliffs. At sunrise, he wandered through mountains and caves, with no sense of the passing of time. One sweltering morning, he sheltered from the heat with a crowd of monkeys in the shade of some pines. They swung from branch to branch, built sand pagodas, and chased dragonflies and lizards. Afterward, bathing in a mountain stream, they noticed how its currents seemed to tumble like rolling melons and wondered where it was coming from.
"As we don't have anything particular to do today," one of them suggested, "let's follow the stream to its origin."
With shrieks of happy agreement, they all scrambled up the mountain to a great curtain of a waterfall. The monkeys clapped their hands in delight.
"Whoever dares pass through the waterfall to discover the source of the water and returns alive can be our king."
After three calls for a volunteer, the stone monkey suddenly jumped out of the crowd.
"I'll go."
This excellent monkey closed his eyes, crouched, then sprang with one bound through the sheet of water. Once on the other side, he opened his eyes. Before him was a gleaming iron bridge, under which flowed the source of the stream. From the bridge, he could see into a beautiful cave residence, cushioned with moss, hung with stalactites, furnished with carved benches and beds, and equipped with pans and stoves. In the middle of the bridge hung a stone tablet, on which was written in large, regular calligraphy the following address: "Heavenly Water Curtain Cave, the Blessed Land of Flower Fruit Mountain." The stone monkey leaped back out through the waterfall.
"Fantastic luck," he whooped.
"What's it like inside?"
the other monkeys crowded around to ask.
"How deep is the water?"
It's the perfect place for us to make our home, an ideal refuge from heaven's fits of temper, explained the stone monkey, and described the wonders of Water Curtain Cave. It could easily hold thousands of us. Let's move in straight away.
You go first, and we'll follow behind,
yelped the others. Once more, the stone monkey crouched, shut his eyes, and sprang through the water.
Come on, he called.
The braver of the monkeys immediately followed. The more nervous ones tweaked their ears, scratched their cheeks, stretched, and chattered a good deal before eventually leaping onto the bridge and into the cave. Once there, they were soon snatching at bowls, fighting over stoves and beds, and dragging things back and forth, for such is the mischief of monkeys. There was not a moment's peace until they'd fretted themselves into exhaustion. The stone monkey spoke again.
A monkey stands and falls by his word. You promised that whoever dared pass through the waterfall and return safely would be king. So what are you waiting for?
Without a murmur of dissent, the monkeys immediately bowed and wished their new king a long, long life. Their new ruler quickly dropped his old name, Stone Monkey, in favor of Beautiful Monkey King, and appointed a few of the monkeys to ministerial and civil service positions. The monkeys then devoted themselves to exploring the delights of Flower Fruit Mountain by day and returning to Water Curtain Cave at night.